Can you see me okay from balcony? Okay, good. Thank you. The scripture reading this morning is from Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 through 17. And let the peace of God, of Christ, rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your heart, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, we are here this morning to worship you, to dedicate our life again to you, Lord. Please, Lord, accept us. And also, Lord, we are here to listen to your voice. Please, touch our hearts with your word and give us a courage so that we can obey your word faithfully in our life. We pray all this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Last month, I had an opportunity to travel back to Korea to visit my home church, which its sanctuary was burned down in early July this year. I'd like to say thank you for your prayers, concerns, and the love offering for my home church, Chuncheon Central Methodist Church. It means a lot to them, and also it means a lot to me and my family. They never expected that there are people in the United States whom they met before, whom they never met before, but who prayed for them and shared the burden together with them. Let me show you some pictures of my home church that I took from Korea. This is the outside view of the main sanctuary. It looks okay, but if you go inside, next one. Everything in there was burnt down except the structure. And when I entered the main sanctuary, all the debris was, you know, cleaned out. And next one. This picture was taken from another angle that shows the, you know, cross outside of the building. Next one. So they pitched the huge tent right beside the education and mission building. As you can see, there is a, you know, bridge right behind that, you know, tent. That is a railway. While I was attending the service one Sunday, I could hear the sound of passing trains several times during the service. But to my amazement, you know, they seem to adapt to the new surroundings. They feel, you know, okay. The next picture, that tent accommodates 1,000 people. The next one, and inside the tent, they set up another tent for the baby nursing room. And during the service, I could hear the sounds of crying babies all the time. But they seem to, you know, accustomed to that kind of sounds. The next one, that is the cross, you know, hung in the huge tent. It is made out of the fallen debris of the from the, you know, fire. And Reverend Kwan, the senior pastor of the church and also the former bishop of Eastern Annual Conference in South Korea, sent us a special message. I would like you to watch this video message of Reverend Kwan.
Midland Host UMC의 J.D. 랜디스 목사님과 모든 성도 여러분들께 문안드립니다. 이미 아시는 대로 지난 7월달 저희 교회에 화재가 나서 1,600석 규모의 예배실이 전수됐습니다. 그 소식을 듣고 우리 염정은 목사님을 통해서 귀교의 모든 성도들이 기도해 주시고 또 사랑의 헌금을 보내주셔서 정말 감사드립니다. 저희는 보이는 교회 못지않게 보이지 않는 하나님의 교회를 새롭고 건강하게 복원하기 위해서 최선을 다하고 있습니다. 화재가 난 지 1년 안에 교회를 복원하기 위해서 온 힘을 기울이고 있는데 여러분들의 기대와 기도 그리고 사랑의 헌금이 큰 힘과 격려가 될 것입니다. 우리가 귀한 복원을 이룬 다음에 여러분에게 좋은 소식을 드리기를 소망하고 또 먼 이국에서 보지도 못한 알지도 못한 저희 교회를 위해서 격려해 주시고 사랑을 보내주신 것에 대해서 깊은 감사를 드리고 우리도 보이지 않는 멀리 있는 우리 성도들을 위해서 많은 격려 사랑을 보내줄 것을 생각하고 소망합니다. 여러분들의 격려를 감사드리고 또 앞으로 귀한 만남이 있기를 소망합니다. 감사합니다.
You guys look like understand what he said, right? My home church was founded in 1898 by a missionary, the United Methodist missionary at that time from the United States. And this year, the church received the unexpected love and gift again from a United Methodist church from here in Midland. It meant a lot. So when I, you know, met my home church members, they used to say to me that we realize that it is not our church. It is God's church. He loves His church, and He takes care of His church. Thank you so much again for your love, prayer, and also your generous support for my home church. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday. I want you to think about four keywords related to Christian gratitude this morning. The first keyword is command. God commands us to be thankful repeatedly in the Bible, as we know. Even in today's scripture, each verse contains the command of thankfulness. Verse 15, be thankful. Verse 16, with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And especially verse 17 speaks about the range and dimension of Christian gratitude. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him, through Jesus Christ. When it comes to Christian gratitude, there is no limitation. Because Christ is in us and with us, we give thanks to God through Jesus Christ. Whatever we do or say, we are commanded to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we give thanks to God through Jesus Christ. We should remember this. That is why our thanksgiving is unlimited and beyond any unfavorable situations. What does it mean when we say we give thanks through Jesus? It means we do see our Lord Jesus is in charge of our life. It means that nothing in creation, not death or life, not angels or rulers, not present things or future things, not powers or any other thing in creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It also means we believe that Christ is and will be with us every day until the end of our life. So we give thanks to God all the time through Jesus Christ our Lord. Also, let us remember this. When God commands us to do something, God binds Himself to His commands. He not just commands us with His arms folded. He is actively involved in the commands to us. He continually reminds us of His commands. He patiently waits for us to obey the commands. He blesses us when we show our obedience to Him in His commands. God binds Himself to His commands. Christian thanksgiving is one of the God's commands in the Bible. God's commands are given us for our own well-being. Sometimes we do not know what we need for ourselves, but God knows what we need for us exactly. Because He's our Creator. Because He's in control of our life. Deuteronomy 10, 12, 13 is called the summary of the law. But the summary ends with this ending. Keep the commandments of the Lord your God and His decrees that I am commanding you today for your own well-being. God calls us to be thankful for our own well-being. That is why His command becomes His promise. I think we all know the 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances. If God's command is His promise, it means there are always things we can be grateful for in our situation. All we need to do is find the reasons of our gratitude. Yes, there are a lot of reasons. As Mara sang today, that God is in control in our life, and He promised that He is with us. I intentionally listened to the sermon of Reverend Kwon on the Sunday of July 21st, right after the fire at the church. I was deeply moved by his message. His message was full of his gratitude and praise for what God had done for the past week. He recited the list of his thanksgiving. I give thanks to God that the fire didn't break out on Sunday when many people had a service in the sanctuary. It was on the evening of Monday. No one was in the sanctuary at the time. No one was hurt. We had a lot of firefighters come over from our city and also nearby cities. But thankfully, no service members were hurt. We can build up the building again, but if we lost the lives of the people, we are not able to restore their lives again. We give thanks to God. The fire didn't break out in winter season. If it did in winter, we would have a much more difficult time to clean our burnt sanctuary. The fire was confined to our sanctuary. Our mission and education building was intact. The fire didn't spread over to our neighbors' buildings and even the railways. It didn't make any damage on our neighbors except for the smell of smoke that lasted for several weeks. I give thanks to God. I came to know that there are a lot of churches in Korea and in our mission field who are praying for us. I've received a lot of emails and phone calls from them. We have been remembered in our Christian brothers and sisters in the world in their prayers. I give thanks to God. Christian gratitude is a command. In God's commands, He binds up Himself to His commands together with us. He stores His promise in His commands. The second key word of Christian gratitude is repentance. Maybe some of you might be puzzled with the word repentance, especially when we think about the word gratitude. It is said in the Korean sayings, extremes always meet together. Extremes always meet together. The two extremes of gratitude and repentance can go together. When Isaiah had an encounter with God at the temple, his first reaction to God's presence was repentance. Mourn for me. I'm ruined. I'm a man with unclean lips, and I live among a people with unclean lips. Yet I've seen the King, the Lord of heavenly forces. After Peter caught so many fish, according to the advice of Jesus, he fell down at Jesus' knees and confessed, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Both Isaiah and Peter were in a thankful situation where they had an encounter, special encounter with God. In their gratitude, they were reminded of their unclean lips and their sinfulness. The two extremes meet together. When I gave a call to Reverend Kwan after the fire, I told him, "I'm so sorry to hear the tragic news of your church." And in our conversation on the phone, he repeatedly said, "I should repent. I should repent. I should repent." At first, I was at a loss for his unexpected response, because he recited in his sermon all the list of his gratitude for what God had done in the week after the fire. But I gradually understood that God was working in his mind with gratitude and repentance at the same time. What about us? We are celebrating and worshiping God with gratitude for what God has done in our lives today. At the same time, don't you think God is also speaking to us about the things we needed to repent today? If we are in genuine gratitude for God, God also reminds us of our mistakes and unfaithfulness that we haven't taken care of yet. The third keyword of Christian gratitude is responsibility. Christian gratitude is strongly based on who God is to us. As we know, one of the predominant characters of God is His grace. So our gratitude is founded on God's grace. In our Wesleyan tradition, we understand we have God's prevenient grace, justifying grace, and also sanctifying grace. We see our lives from the perspective of God's grace. That is one of the strong Wesleyan doctrines. We do not call grace just grace. We should call grace the responsible grace. We need to respond to God's grace with responsibility. While grace comes to us as a gift from God, we are the ones who must respond in order to fully incorporate it into our lives by accepting it and also sharing it with others. In the same way, Christian Thanksgiving is not just Christian Thanksgiving. It is the responsible Thanksgiving. We should share our gratitude to God with the people around us. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 says, "God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always, always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work." We have grace, abundant grace all the time. And we are called to share that grace with the people in our lives. Also, Apostle Paul says about the responsible grace in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, "I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service." When I had my first Thanksgiving Day at our church in the year 2014, my family was invited to one of our church families to have lunch together with them. On Thanksgiving Day, I used to invite my church members who do not have family around them to have a lunch or a dinner together. It was my family's first time to be invited to the Thanksgiving lunch. When I got there with my family, there were other people whom the family invited. The inviting family wanted to celebrate the Thanksgiving Day with their close friends, including my family. My family really enjoyed the time together with them, especially my wife, Somi. She was extremely happy since she didn't need to cook and just had to enjoy the food. She wore the smile all day long on her face. It was a very special day. The day was vividly pictured and saved into my heart. To all of us, Thanksgiving is not just Thanksgiving. It is a responsible Thanksgiving. The last keyword of Christian gratitude is worship. Worship is also related to responsible Thanksgiving. The words thanks and worship go together. They are inseparable. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, with gratitude in your heart, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. When we come to church to worship our Lord, we come with gratitude. When we are grateful to God, we give Him worship. Hebrews 12, 28, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. I'd like to encourage you to have a family service on Thanksgiving Day this year. I put the order of a family service insert in your bulletin. You can also download this bulletin from our church website. If you need more, just ask one of our ushers when you leave the sanctuary. Please, have a time to share with your family the things you are grateful for the past year, and lift your thanksgiving to God in your prayer with your family. The order of service is very simple, but it will help your family to focus on God's love and grace at the Thanksgiving table. I'm sure God will be with you there. God will listen to your sharing and your prayers and your hymn singings. God will also join your family's fellowship at the Thanksgiving table. Please invite Him in your family worship on Thanksgiving Day. Let us remember the four key words of Christian gratitude: command, repentance, responsibility, and worship. Will you pray with me? Dear gracious God, we thank you so much for your being our God, our Lord, and our Creator. You are the source of our thanksgiving. Please, God, remember us. Remember our country. Fill our hearts with the minds of gratitude more and more. Let our country be healed and unified with thankfulness to you. Give us humble mind so that we can repent. Give us generous heart so that we can share our gratitude with our neighbor. Let us worship you with our family, with all our hearts, minds, and souls. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.